You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight,
she's like a beast.
Alexandra Ferguson.
Yay!
Hey!
My dog is literally jumping in my face because I'm screaming.
Oh, we love your dog. Before you came back from the loo, right? He was whimpering to us. He was chatting. Oh, I can hear him.
He's whimpering now.
Oh. Alfie.
He wants attention. Alfie.
Hello, I want an baby. Alfie.
Oh, babes, you can have him anytime you want. Let me know.
Okay, I'll babysit.
Yes.
How's things? Are you okay?
Great, yeah, really good, thank you. And how are you both?
Yeah, really well, thank you. We need to know what happened with the video, Alexandra.
Yeah, where did it go originally?
Well, have you not seen the video that's out now?
Well, we've seen the video, the one that you've gone for, but we saw the behind-the-scenes thing a couple of months ago where you were in LA, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
The original video.
Well, long story short, the original video. I liked the concept of this one better.
Okay.
So I decided to reshoot.
Oh, fair enough. Get you. You've changed. You know?
Well, if I've got that little bit of power, why not use it?
You might as well use it. Yeah. And then you surround yourself with a bevy of hot men.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? The hot men that done it for me. I was like, come on, I've got to have some hot men.
You did very well on that.
And they look amazing.
So do you. Don't do yourself down,
thanks,
love.
No. Thank you very much.
We like the men. Did you handpick them yourself?
I did, yes. Myself and the directors, really, because the directors knew what they were looking for.
I have visions of you sat there going, I want that one. Don't like him, I want that one.
Yeah, exactly. And that sounds just like me to do so.
With Alfie on your lap, sat there stroking
absolutely
and going, I'll take him.
Exactly.
It feels like
exactly
one of those DVDs you might get in January after Christmas. Where
fitness
one. Where you're trying to get fit. I think if we just put
someone
your video on.
Someone said that, actually, to me on Twitter. That's quite incredible. I do like that.
That's pretty cool because people can learn the dance routine as well.
Exactly.
You know, for me, I like this video. It's a little bit Beyonce-esque, which isn't a bad thing.
Nice.
And you can learn the dance routine and listen to the song at the same time.
Exactly.
Everyone's a winner.
And smile at the same time too.
Oh, I
feel
like
a smiler. Because we all want people to smile.
And every time we play the song on the show, someone always texts us and says, this is so good. This is just, despite the fact we're having such a rubbish summer, it is just that summery feeling.
You guys always support me, and I'm truly grateful for it, so thank you.
Aww. Your brother sent us a tweet the other day saying thank you as well.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See?
I got home from work, logged onto Twitter, and I was like, oh, it's Alexandra's brother.
See, that's what I'm saying. The whole family are keeping track, babe.
I wrote back and I said, we'll always support her.
Oh, thank you so much.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Alexandra Burke is still with
Woo-hoo!
Us.
In the building.
And Alfie.
Oh, yes.
Now, you've announced recently that you are going to do a tour next year.
That's correct.
Which we're totally excited about.
Yeah.
Is it going to be epic arena-style stuff?
At the moment, it's a theatre tour at the moment.
Okay.
You have to crawl before you walk. And I think that this is going to be a really intimate tour, which I really love the fact that I'm doing it in theatres. Mm. And I'm going to be able to perform for you guys. And I cannot wait. Honestly, really, really cannot wait. And the dates and locations, etc., will be released in September.
How is the love life?
The love life right now ain't happening, baby.
Okay.
We have read so many things, Alexandra.
I know. There's always the other day I got papped with my brother and then the papers said that he was my man.
Oh my God.
So that's how you just know. They're just saying it about anyone now and it makes me laugh so, so much. But you either laugh or cry. I choose to laugh.
You've got to laugh.
Absolutely. But you know, it's cool because it is what it is, and it makes me smile when I read things like that. And at the moment though, it's all about concentrating on my work and making sure that I put that first.
And the only man in your life is your dog.
Is my dog at this current time? Yes,
because it was all the rumours about Danny. What's his face? Cipriani? Is that how you say it?
I think Cipriani.
Cipriani.
Yeah.
And Mr. Derulo. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Potential suitors. Very nice.
Well, they're both just my friends and really, really good people. Just my friends, though.
I'd like to see you and Jason get together, though.
Really?
I think you'd make a really nice power couple.
Oh, wow.
You'd look lovely together, actually.
I think you could make an incredible song together.
Yeah.
I think music sounds more, you know,
I think
one.
You will make music together, or if you haven't already.
I hope so. That would be amazing.
Is there going to be a brand new album by the end of the year, then?
There's going to be a repackage by the end of the year, but not a brand new album. No,
okay.
I'm making sure I take my time with this this album number two.
Yeah.
But the repackage, Start Without You, is the first single off the repackage.
Oh, so there's going to be more singles off it then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We need to talk about The X Factor, of course, the new series.
Yep.
Did you watch it on Saturday?
I haven't watched it, no.
Now, there's all these rumours going around, which I have to be honest, I think they're true, having watched it, about auto-tune being used on the auditions.
See, that's what I'm hearing as well. And to be honest,
you could tell,
with you guys,
you could tell.
Well, I haven't watched it and I actually don't know about that situation, so I can't really comment because I just don't know what has been said or done, whatever, because I haven't even watched it.
Yeah. Would you, I mean, for you though, personally, like if that was the case, would you feel a bit, not cheated, but a bit annoyed that they've now brought this in? I think that the raw talent should shine through.
I think that it's a tricky situation because I just don't know what has happened exactly.
Yeah.
So, I just don't even know what to say about it, to be honest. That's just me.
Are you going
to
go back and do live shows this year?
Oh, who knows? I would love to, but nothing's been confirmed as yet.
Nothing yet?
Nothing at all.
Fingers crossed.
But fingers crossed for
sure. I hope so, because it'll be a spectacle.
Yeah. Is that...
Oh, I hope so.
Alexandra, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
And we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to go and practice my dance moves to the video.
Please do.
I might invest in a full-length lace stocking.
Next time I see you guys, I want to make sure that you know it.
Okay.
We'll be beasting it up.
If you need an extra dancer on the tour, I'm available.
I'm calling you.
Okay.
He'll get his pecs out as well, won't you?
I'll do that.
Yes.
Do that for Alexandra anytime.
That's exactly what I love.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Bring it on.
I'll work on them especially for you.
Yay.
Alexandra Burke, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome Rose Eleanor Dougal. Did I say it all right?
Yes.
To the show.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, how are you?
All right, thanks.
Good.
Thanks
good.
For coming to see us.
No worries.
Formerly of the Pipettes.
Yeah.
Can you just remind people about who the Pipettes were? Now, because they were quite big and you had a big fan base, didn't you?
Yeah, it did all right for a while. The Pipettes, I started when I was about 17, and we were kind of, our whole idea was to think about like classic pop songs, and we wore polka dot dresses, and it was kind of a bit of a 60s girl group kind of thing with a modern twist. And it was great, and I went all around the world, and it was a really interesting experience. But I sort of felt that by the end of the first record that it was sort of time for me to go to Pass as New. So I left in 2008.
Did you feel there wasn't much more to do with the Pipettes? Did you kind of feel that you'd reached the end of it and there wasn't anything you could do that would be new and fresh?
Yeah, I guess so, in a way. I mean, we were talking about the next record, and I'd been quite involved in writing the first one. And when conversations started about what we're going to do next, I didn't really have anything to offer. And I didn't really want to be like a dysfunctional cog in the wheel.
It's a good time. So is that why you are obviously now on your own and releasing music under your own label almost?
it's a very different, whole different approach really this time around. It's just, I wanted to do something that was, I had an opportunity to write a much more personal record, and I suppose it's all been done a little bit with the dedication of some very like-minded people, which I was very lucky to sort of find. And because it is a personal thing, I guess I felt quite precious about it and started recording the record, and then it was finished and we'd kind of done it without any label involvement, and then it just felt inappropriate to then hand this thing over to some people who could kind of lay claim to it and start maybe changing it or moulding it in the way that they might want to. So, yeah.
Now, of course, we have found out that you have been working with Mark Ronson on his brand new album.
Yes.
You're on quite a few tracks on there, aren't you?
Three,
yeah. What was it like working with him? Because let's face it, not only is he super talented, he's also pretty hot.
Yeah, he's a very handsome man. But I never really looked at him in that way, I have to say. It was a great, very opportunity. It came completely out of the blue. I just got a MySpace message from him about this time last year.
MySpace is brilliant. It brings everyone together.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a bit out of favour, but apparently, yeah, it led me to working with Mark. I think at that time I was very much entrenched in finishing my own record, and it was nice to sort of liberate myself from all that and go and work for someone else's.
You say you're a big pop music fan.
Yeah.
How do you define your pop music?
Yeah,
tastes?
What's on your iPod that's really poppy?
Do we go as far as like... I mean, Gaga is the biggest pop
star.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Yeah,
we love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. I mean, how could you not be impressed by Lady Gaga? It's a big deal.
She rocks. She's awesome.
But I think I'm kind of selective in the pop music. I like pop music that sounds like it's considered and is sort of inventive and fresh. I mean, I'm not interested in, I don't know, the sort of ten a penny kind of like
aqua.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of got its novelty, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I think that I also like good songs. I think it's possible to have like really well written songs still in like mainstream pop.
Are there any new ones at the moment that you quite like?
I quite like that Sky Ferreira girl.
Oh,
she's good, isn't she?
I'm a bit scared by her. I mean, she's sort of like, I met her actually in New York. I've never felt less cool or like old and lame. She's just this sort of like really irreverent and smoking and like being really beautiful and sort of knew exactly what she was doing.
Damn her.
I think, you know, and she writes her own stuff and I think she seems to have her eye on the prize.
Before you go, pick out two of the key tracks on your album for us to pay attention to.
Well, I guess one of the singles that was released is a song called Start Stop Synchro, which I think probably represents the record quite well sonically. And another song which I'm always quite liked is a song called Find Me Out, which is sort of very opposite to that and quite slow and a bit cinematic.
Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.
This is your In Demand.
It's In Demand. I'm Lucy and today I'm sat in the home of Universal Records in the UK. Amazing. With the lovely Orianthe. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to be here.
Lovely to be in the UK.
Yeah. First time here.
Really?
Yes. So I arrived like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Okay, now being from Australia originally, mm-hmm. are you living in LA at the moment? Is that kind of your base, your home?
LA is home for me. I've been out there for like 4 years. I'm from Adelaide, South Australia. Moved over there, you know, about four and a half years ago and started to make my record. And so now, yeah, it's definitely my second home.
Do you miss Australia?
I do, yes.
What's got my parents. One biggest thing you miss?
My parents, my friends, you know, of course, my sister and just, you know, everybody there. And that's why Skype is so great.
Yeah, get on there, exactly. Yeah. Now, let's start at the beginning of your musical journey. Is it mm-hmm. true you first picked up a guitar when you were like 6 years old or something?
My my dad's a guitar player. So the guitar's all around the home and just picked one up one day and haven't put it down. I love it.
And so was your dad quite a big influence in that? Was he like, yeah, I want you to be a rock chick?
Yeah, I mean, I just looked up to my dad and I thought it was so cool. He would just pick up his guitar and start strumming and he would play at christenings and weddings and stuff because I'm half Greek, so he would play in a Greek band. And so I would go there as, you know, being really young and I thought it was super cool and wanted to do it myself and asked him to teach me a few chords and he did and I wanted to learn more and so I went to one of his friends who was a guitar teacher, learned how to play classical guitar and then picked up electric after seeing Santana perform.
Do you like to play acoustically as well? Or is it just, there must be some sort of rush about playing an electric guitar because it just sounds amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the acoustic's cool, but the electric's far cooler.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When my friend Alex and I, who I do the show with, when we watched the This Is It film, the minute you were on stage and you were playing with Michael Jackson on there, we were like, she's as good as Slash. This woman's amazing.
Slash is awesome.
And that was one of the big things that we took away from that film. Obviously, it's quite an emotional journey because
Totally.
The situation and everything. But you really impressed, I think, would be the easiest way of putting it.
Oh, thank you.
What was it like when you first got that call to say, Michael Jackson's interested, he wouldn't mind you joining him on tour?
I actually got an email through MySpace from Mike Beaton, musical director, and he wanted me to come in. He actually was asking people, his friends and people in the industry, for they knew of a young female guitar player and my name came back to him like 4 or 5 times, and so he reached out to me, saw me at the Grammy Awards when I got up there and jammed with Carrie Underwood, and then reached out and was like, come in, play Beat It, Do Diana, want to be starting something. I get the email, I'm sitting in the studio working with some songwriters and you know, I'm like reading it going, yeah, right. So I read it out and they're like, are you serious? Like Michael Jackson? And I actually finished up my record. And so I sort of put that aside, being such a fan of MJ's. I'm like, I'm going to go in and do this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And so I went in there. I was super nervous, played the Beat It solo. They cranked it up on the speakers. Michael came in, sat down on the couch and watched me play the Beat It solo. And I've never been that nervous in my life. You know, it was just crazy.
This is your In Demand.
Hello.
Hi, is that Glenn?
It is.
Glenn, it's Alex and Lucy, In Demand here, mate. How are you?
How are you doing, man? You well?
Yeah, we're really, really good. Nice. Thanks for chatting.
Yeah.
No problem. Thanks for chatting to me.
Where are you right now, mate?
I'm actually I know it sounds like I'm in a truck yard, but I'm actually down at the production studios. We're doing our production rehearsals right now.
Oh, okay.
Which is where we bring in all our basically our new stage set up for the new tour, and just, you know, set all that up, get the new lights in, all that kind of stuff. So we've been down here the past couple of days, but we're basically simulating gigs. The only thing is, at the end of a song, you don't get any applause.
Oh, no one's singing the words back to you, none of that.
There's no one there. It's just us playing and everyone at crew, and they're all like, yay, you know. So,
and is Mark back with you now?
He is, thank God. Yeah, Mark's back with us. He was sorely missed for all our movements and also in our interviews.
And his wife's had the baby now.
Had the baby, yeah. Beautiful baby girl, baby Lila, yeah, and all good. I'm trying to get her. He's a guy with a drill now across the road. I'm actually walking. Because we're right in this big industrial place where we are, so I shall walk up the road now and try and get some cuneus, which is the Irish word for silence.
Oh, lovely.
We've learned something. Yeah. What gigs are you preparing for then?
We're preparing for a UK tour, which starts very soon. We start off in Liverpool. That'll be the first night of the tour, and
it's all kicking off this week, of course, with the release of For the First Time.
That's correct. Yeah,
and it is Battle Week this week in the UK charts.
Is it?
Oh my God! Seriously, there's you guys, McFly's new one, Justin Bieber's, Alexandra Burke.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be interesting times. And I say, you know, best of luck to everybody, you know, because there's plenty of room out there for us all, thank God. And we're all so different, you know what I mean?
Yeah. May the luck of the Irish be with you, Glenn.
May the luck of the Irish be with us.
Best of luck on the charts, mate.
Thanks a million, guys.
Glenn.
And thanks for playing the music and supporting us. Appreciate it.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and McFly are back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yo, what's up? It's release week.
Yes.
It is.
Last time you were here, you crashed our website pretty much.
Yeah.
You ate all our food and, yeah, those fans went a little bit mad for you.
Just a bit.
It's good. Yes, it was a very fun day.
They sat in the road and stopped us from leaving.
Yeah, you took a picture, didn't you, and tweeted it?
I did, yeah.
But it was funny because, Tom, you tweeted that picture from inside the car as you were leaving the building. And then a couple of days later, one of the fans had taken a photo from outside the car.
Yeah.
So we've got sort of inside and outside version of events.
They're nuts. They are actually mental. What's it like this time around, though? Because obviously you've been away for quite a while. And I think with a lot of bands, a lot of acts, you don't expect quite the same hysteria when you do come back.
Well, it was very encouraging that people were lying in front of our car, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good sign. So far, so good. Yeah, it's been great.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with the brand new song from McFly. It's Party Girl. It's out this week. And also out this week, guys. Let's discuss.
Oh, my God. It's Battle Week.
It's Battle Week.
OMG.
OMG.
Alexandra Burke.
Yeah.
Alicia Dixon. The Script.
Bieber.
Arianthi. And Justin Bieber. It's a tough one. Wow. It's the most exciting week I think we've had it this year.
Yeah.
It's a
little bit mental, but your pre-orders are huge, bigger than Tyo Cruz's Dynamite. Apparently, that's a fact.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and so I think I don't want to speak too soon, but you might have it in the bag.
Don't say that.
No. Okay, I'll take it back. I don't want to give you any bad luck. but it is a big week for music, so we need you to do your best battle cry for us, if you will.
What's a battle cry?
We're McFly, like we're amazing. Rawr, or something.
It's like Music Wars.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, come on, do us a big cry. Come on.
You may take our lives, but you'll never take our chop position.
Lovely. Yeah. So, have you heard, obviously, the other songs that are out that week, and what do you make of them?
I have. I think I've heard all of them.
Yeah, they're good. They're good songs.
Yeah, they are great songs.
Because Alexandra's is one that people will love or hate. I love it because it's bouncy and it's really nice and it's fun. It does sound a bit like a Cure advert, though.
I heard it for the first time in your studio.
Ah, yes. Yeah, you did. Because you said, studio, what's this?
I did. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Yeah. I feel the same way that you
dun,
do.
Dun, dun, way down low.
Well, let's not give it too much airtime, please.
Oh. It's all about you at the moment.
She likes to dance.
Yeah, there we go.
All by herself because she's the party girl.
When you've been out performing Party Girl, how has it gone down in a live situation?
Terribly.
Yeah. Everyone sits down.
Yeah. Booing and no. It's
walking home.
It's been great. It's been really exciting. It's a really exciting song to play live as well for us. And the fans have been awesome and singing along and just jumping up and down as they always do. So it's been incredible.
We get excited every time we play it. We love it.
Do you?
Sit there and sing all the words. Brilliant.
Do you know them?
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, the ones I don't, I just like make up as I go along, like I do with every song.
What's the first verse then?
Oh God, why are you asking me that now?
Begins with the.
Frantically looking for some words.
Clock.
The clock hits 12 and she enters the room. Yeah.
Is that right?
I got there, didn't I?
See, so you remembered it, awesome. Lucy. That was
there
good.
We go. I just needed a bit of, like, a push.
I think she went on the Google computer. Lyrics, yeah.
No. It's 12 and she enters the room. Could kill, then we all would be doomed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
I like it.
On it like Sonic. We do love the video, though. It is absolutely brilliant. And so you have had people try and recreate it.
Yeah. Well, the video comes from a 30-minute film that we've made, a short movie. So I think fans are eagerly awaiting that.
Yes, definitely.
That's going to be the 1st of October, is it?
It's launched through our super site, which launches the 1st of October.
And that's when fans are going to be able to get the album as well, but we're not going to be able to buy it till November, are we?
Yeah, it's not in stores until November. Okay. So everything's being released exclusively through our super site first, is where you can get everything to do with McFly.
McFly.com.
We like it. Now, we need to thank you, really, because every time we play you or give you a mention on Twitter, we get loads more followers, so thanks.
Yeah. Hey. We need to thank you for playing us.
Yeah.
Aww.
And for your support.
And for the fact we know all the words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Is the next song going to be the one that Tayo's involved in?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. McFly, thank you.
Yay.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
See you, bye.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.